News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The University of Galway is proposing discontinuing and replacing its general arts degree because they maintain that students are increasingly attracted to direct routes to employment. Aisling Murray Fleming is with us. She's Dublin City University guidance counsellor. Aisling, is this essentially admitting what we all kind of knew, that arts degrees are useless?
Oh, I don't know about that, Anton. Good morning and thanks for having me on. I suppose universities are under increasing pressure in terms of funding and things like that. So we're having to be really competitive when it comes to student recruitment. You're trying to meet both student demands and employer requirements. So we're continuously looking at our programme offerings, making sure that we are meeting those demands, competitive and innovative, because that's what we're supposed to be doing at this level. So if you look at even our own university in DCU, some of our newest programme offerings are things like psychology and maths, climate change and sustainability. Even in my own faculty, the Institute of Education, we have home ec and technology. They're not subjects that you would have put together 10 years ago, but that's where the market is moving and that's what we have to do. So we have to be continuously looking at what we offer and being innovative in order to remain competitive.
And are you seeing the kind of market trends that you can infer into the Galway University move, which is a shift from students seeing university as a mind-broadening general educational experience, but rather something that gets them a job after 3 or 4 years?
I don't know about that. I think university experience has definitely changed, even in a post-COVID world. I suppose we're looking at things slightly differently. But also, the world has moved on. We have changed. So what students' interests or where their interests lie may have changed also. And again, we have to reflect that in terms of what we're offering in programmes. Like, what's interesting for me in terms of that news article, and it's only from reading the news article that I would know about University of Galway, is that they're looking at reviewing it and changing it. So updating it, I would see, more than entirely replacing it or ditching it, if you like.
And in terms of your degree makeup, how significant, if we take DCU as case in point, how significant a contributor to the total makeup of courses is arts? Is it still one of the main areas that people want to get into?
I think it depends on the student. I mean, what we're finding increasingly as a guidance counsellor from that perspective is that students have so many offerings now that sometimes that can be overwhelming. So an arts degree can be a great foundation for that because it allows you to do a number of different subjects before you choose a specialism. So for students, for example, who would have had that Galway Arts course as their number one choice in their CAO, I'm sure they're anxious this morning. So my advice to them would be, change of mind opens on the 5th of May. You've got plenty of time. Take that time. Look at the subjects that you were interested in that programme and see what other HEIs offer or what other programmes would kind of match those offerings so that you can still continue to study in those broader areas and then later on make those big decisions about where you want to specialise. Because at 18, and most of our students who make this decision will be only 18, like, they're big decisions to make. And we can't forget that university is supposed to be that mind-broadening experience, that chance to develop yourself both personally and professionally as well as educationally.
And what are you seeing from employers? Because there was a sort of a theory that said that in recent years, the kind of big graduate milk round employers had shifted from seeking specialist degrees into a slightly more broader, as long as you were to one or first or high quality degree level, they weren't too pushed on what the degree was. Is that still the case, or is specialism what they're looking for?
No, well, what I've noticed is in DCU, we have an entity called the Guidance and Industry Network in support with industry partners. And what industry continuously tell us as guidance counsellors is, we can teach the very specific skill set, but what we are looking for is the right attitude, the right mindset, and a willingness to learn continually. Because as we well know, the workplace is changing rapidly, and you need to be continually learning and continually developing as an employee in order to thrive.
And to what extent is there competition between universities for students in Ireland? Does DCU look over the river at UCD and think we want to win against them?
I think universities work quite cooperatively together. We're quite collaborative in many ways, but it is a competitive environment, particularly given the way funding is at the moment. Universities are drastically underfunded. And as long as that underfunding continues, I suppose we're going to have to remain as competitive. And it means that programmes that are things like Celtic Studies that mightn't be considered, you know, direct routes to employment are in jeopardy. And that's a real shame for those people who want to study subjects in that area.
Aisling, thank you very much. That is Aisling Murray Fleming, who is Dublin City University guidance counsellor.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.